well, where I lived in this Ridgewood area in Brooklyn, where I lived, it was on the border of Queens. They had a Nazi party there, a Nazi group. They used to walk around in brown shirts with swastikas, you know, and there was a social democratic club, old Germans, they were my father's friends, they were.
That was back in the 30s?
Yeah, 30s, early 40s. They broke their window all the time. They were roaming the streets that, you know, people don't realize, but we had Nazis. There was a fascist group in this country. You heard of Father Coughlin. There was the American First group. They were really, you know, a fascist group. They were what we'd call Nazis today in those days. Father Coughlin, and did you ever hear of him? He had a radio program, a social justice, he called it, with a newspaper. And he was very progressive at first, you know, social justice. Little by little, he came out how anti-Semitic he was. In fact, the Pope, the papacy shut him up. He was, I don't know if he was defrocked, but he was sent to Siberia somewhere in America. But it was an active group. It was a lot of anti-Semitism, and the country was on the brink. It could have gone, people don't realize it, but it's a good thing someone like Roosevelt came along and then balanced, but there was a lot of fascism. In fact, there was a book by Sinclair Lewis, It Can Happen Here. You might want to get a hold of it and read it, how, you know, what happened with a fascist Nazi group took over. I think his name was Winthrop. I don't know how I remember.